In front of you, the chalets of Grisson, at their origin, called huts right up to the Second World War, then became chalets. In the years 1850, the people of Grisson and surrounding areas discover bathing in the sea. Towards 1869-1870, a native of Grisson installed 18 cabins and a pavilion to allow those in love with the sea, who were more and more numerous, to change and freshen up. Towards the end of the 19th century, the first touristic huts are built on stilts to avoid damage from the sea. Built in wood, these are holiday places occupied only during the summer. Add to that the building of the Canal of Grazel, and it is a whole economic activity which now mixes the fishermen and the tourists. The beginning of the 20th century sees a real development of its beach and its chalets. The First World War puts a stop to everything. Then the building and the touristic activities enjoy a new boom. During the 1930s, the economic activity is important. Development of the chalets, creation of a casino, and a holiday complex. Tourists are more and more numerous. But the Second World War stops this impetus. The German army occupies the beach in 1943 and 1944. The huts are then transported into the hills of Grisson or razed to the ground. It is a catastrophe. Almost 600 huts, the casino, the holiday complex, as well as 6 bars, hotels and restaurants were destroyed. The people of Grisson, Narbonne and other users had no more beach. It is then that Louis Modol, mayor of Narbonne, decides to create Narbonne Plage. The mayor of Grisson, Félicien Batu, to avoid losing all the property owners to Narbonne Plage, is going to make it easy to reimburse loans encouraged by the government. After the huts, real constructions take place, always built of wood and on stilts. It is the birth of the chalets. They will be positioned in 6, then 10 oblique rows so that each has a sea view, with limitations well defined as to the height from the ground. It will be a few years before they are equipped with running water and electricity. In the 60s, the government policy on the touristic development in the Languedoc-Roussillon threatened the disappearance of the chalets. But it was without counting on the mobilization of the people of Grisson. Lots of celebrities came to perform. Luis Mariano, Tina Rossi, Dalida, or again Charles Trenet. In 1986, Jean-Jacques Benex will make his film 37 Degrees 2 in the morning. With its 1,300 chalets, this beach is full of life, a place to meet people, something to be proud of for its inhabitants. Take a stroll in the alleys. Come and discover a way of life in all seasons. And also, a few steps away, come and enjoy the sand of the beach.